made it and flip it, we did it off the nine. Stay in the kitchen, I'm never off of mine. And now I'm camping, it's blind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the final edition of Bald on Lies. They say in TV, the series finale of Bald on Lies. It's your guys, Scott and Dante here. You know to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Barber's Chair. Scott at October's on Tay, man. Follow the Barber's Chair Network at Barber's Chair Net on Twitter and Instagram. And of course, subscribe to the Patreon, folks. Patreon.com/Barber's Chair Network. If you want to hear me and Dante, this is the only place you will hear us this summer. It's on the Patreon when we do Cinema with the Guys. The new trailer for Winning Time Season 2 just came out. So that shit looks crazy. So that's going to be on here. Me and my brother will be back next week with Cinema with the Guys breaking down Secret Invasion. So look out for that. And, of course, the Denver Nuggets folks are the NBA champions. Before we get into this actual what happened tonight, something that me and my nigga Dante are very excited about because we were tired of talking. We appreciate y'all for listening, but I can't wait because you understand, like, my schedule is going to get so much easier from here on out.
And not only that, G, I'm the type of person, and if you've listened to this show for the 2 years we've been doing it, you know this by now. I love saying I told you so. I said Denver in five, and it was a solid five game series. You know, this last game, I feel like the whole fourth quarter, everybody was selling. It's like, all right, let's get out of here. Like, that was, you know, some old 2000s basketball, but you know, we got the results we expected. Denver was able to bring it home,
yeah, man. Like my man Waz says. Something about being is, you know, there's nothing better than being right. I do this to be right. I don't do this to give y'all my smart sports knowledge. I do this to be right. And, you know, the perfect thing about this NBA Finals was there was no way I could lose. Yeah, Jimmy did not play well. Jimmy has not had really been good since early in the Boston series. You know, yeah, he was hurt, but I'm gonna say what Mark Jackson said. A lot of niggas is hurt right now, so I don't want to hear that. He did heat up towards the end of the game, but Jimmy lost, man. Jimmy lost, but my boy Joker won. So it's really, I won the minute LeBron James went on vacation. It's the NBA Finals, niggas popping bottles, and this nigga is talking French like me overseas right now. But we appreciate everybody. But, you know, the thing about this is, like, we just was like, man, our schedules were too crazy. We're going to give y'all the real reason why we're passing the mantle. We didn't get a chance to do that on Friday because we were introducing the guys. Right. Shout out to Mari. Shout out to Just. The Shot Clock Show is coming in 2 weeks from Friday. We will have more news for y'all on that. But the reason we decided to, like, you know, take kind of a back seat is because honestly, our plates are full. Like, not only are we creators on this great network, I am the creator, one of the creators of this great network. Dante is the president of this great network. He's the right hand man. I'm Hov Tata. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
we got shit to do.
Yeah, we got shit to do. You know what I'm saying? We got shit to do. And on top of all that, I feel like I was what was that Hov line? I'm Michael Jordan. I play for the team I own. I was like on 8 fucking podcasts, nigga. And you do that with the business thing I got to do, and of course my regular everyday life shit, like I wasn't having time for this. I'm like, yo, we need to get more creators in here. So from here on out, after tonight, the only shows you'll be seeing me on is I'm Not Gonna Hold You, obviously, and I'm Not Gonna Hold You season finale will be this Thursday before we take a 3 month hiatus. We'll be back. I'm Not Gonna Hold You season 4 will be back early September, season 4, and trust me, the plans I got for season 4, y'all really, really going to enjoy for season 4. But, and of course, 79th and Hallis, we'll be getting ready to start our 9th season doing 79th and Hallis. Not only our 9th season doing 79th and Hallis, this is our 4th season covering the team. When my brother started doing the pandemic season, I started in 2021. So I just had all of that going on. And, you know, of course, I'll still be on the Patreon content. So, of course, I'll be on Cinema with the Guys and Summer Sessions. But that stuff doesn't require too much work. So the basketball stuff will be the Shot Clock Show. And shout out to Sid. You and Sid just recorded the episode of the War Report, which is a NL East specific baseball podcast.
Yes, sir.
That you'll be getting the first episode of this week. Shout out to Courtney, the one of the news members of Barber's Chair. She will be on the 40-40 Club each and every week with Pierce and Sid. So look out for that. So we got a whole crew now, man. We got a whole crew of people on the team, man. Happy birthday to Tiff, the general manager of Barber's Chair. So we got an actual squad over here, and honestly, we couldn't do this with y'all. So we hope y'all support the Shot Clock Show like y'all supported us these last 100. This is episode 186 here. So these last 185 episodes, man, that we've been doing this. So let's get into the basketball that you guys
yes, sir.
To hear us talk about on this final episode, man. The Denver Nuggets are the NBA champions. You know, the thing about it is we called this. You know what I'm saying? We called this happening. I think both of us had Nuggets in five in this series. Nikola Jokic is the Bill Russell Finals MVP. I don't have the final score on me because, honestly, it doesn't fucking matter. I had the wrong final score at the bottom. But I don't have the final score.
It's 94-89.
Oh, yeah. You niggas won a 90s basketball. You niggas got 90s basketball tonight. What's your opening thoughts on just this game and this series in particular?
I mean, I think, like you said, overall, like, it was a sloppy game. A lot of missed shots, you know, toward the end of it. I feel like a lot of people were really just running out of gas, running on fumes. But at the end of the day, the team that was the number one seed brought home the NBA title. And, you know, this is, I don't want to say redemption for the Joker, because, I mean, he's already, they said, a two-time MVP, done some great things in the league. But, you know, for the way he lost the MVP this year, to go home with a ring and the finals MVP, I think that's definitely what, you know, worth much more. You got to shout out the Heat. They did everything they could. You know, your man Max Strauss, he gave you 12 tonight. You know, him and Gabe Vincent combined for 18. I always said 20 was that number they kind of needed from them to be in most of these games, and they were in this game most of it. But I think at the end of the day, Jimmy just ran out of gas. He shot 27% from the field.
Whew, spanky.
You know, that's kind of rough. But overall, like you said, that's a team that we've said for time. We'll get into this later on about what they need. You know, they run out of gas, and we saw that again tonight. And so, shout out to Denver, Joker, NBA champion, Jamal Murray, his comeback story, coming back from the ACL, you know, returning to the form we saw him in the bubble, being able to take over certain games, really running that two-man game with Joker, better than what we've seen for most people. So, I really rock with it. I really got to, you know, tip my cap to him. And I know a lot of times we talk about this, and we talked about this for 2 years, how the NBA is so narrative driven. A lot of people are going to try to just sweep this title under the rug. So we got to make sure we really shout them out and show them love.
Well, I think, like you said, it will be the not fair weather. What's the one I'm looking for? Casual fans. Like, this thing about how winning a championship.
The media too.
The media. Yeah. To an extent. I don't know if they'll throw it under the rug, but it definitely, you know, they've been doing the bullshit because it's not one of the top teams or whatever. But also, you know, this is what the NBA is going to be like the next couple of years. So I think, like, people need to – we're going to have random finals, especially with the way the new CBA is going to be set up. We're back to duos in the NBA. The Big Three era, the Super Team era, is officially dead. And I'm going to be real, good fucking riddance. I was never a fan of the Big Three era whatsoever. I formed the decision on, like, it just was weak to me, and that was weak to me then, it was weak to me now. So I'm glad that we back to the two man duo type of thing, man. And so you're gonna see random finals. I mean, this year we had Denver and Miami. Last year was, I mean, on Boston Celtics Warriors wasn't random, but like year before that was Milwaukee, Phoenix. So we've been having some random ass finals. And it's like, also, I feel like you can't please fans, because remember that 5 year period when we was getting LeBron and Steph in the finals every year? Niggas was tired of that.
Yeah.
Niggas was tired of that. So it's like, what do you fucking want?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those situations where it's like, I'm niggas. Like, I was tired of that. Like, and I rock with all parties involved. But I think at the end of the day, this is great for the game. I think it's something, you know, people should really take time and appreciate, like you said, because we're joking, like you said, having a center average and a triple-double. You feel me? Crazy. Like, the way he plays the game, and just the way this, you know, y'all cried about, like you said, you cried about super teams, and here you have two players who were drafted by the same team. They've played their entire careers. They've been through the fire together, and now they want a ring. And Same with Mr. Hotback himself, Michael Porter Jr. You know, he's been there all 5 years of his career. He is now NBA champion. He played well. He had a double-double tonight. But, you know, he really came in and gave them buckets when they needed them. You know, he wasn't getting them in a typical fashion. We've seen him do it throughout the season, but because he used to shoot a lot of threes. But once he started missing them, he dialed it back. But at the end of the day, he still had some good buckets today. And, yeah, like, you know, C.J. McCollum made sure that, you know, with this new CBA, we're not going to get no big threes. Like, it's going to be borderline impossible to have shit the way it's looking, two maxes, let alone three. So it's going to be tough. So you're going to see teams built, like you said, through the draft, who really have teams that are coming together like this. And so it's going to be interesting for the rest of the league. I think, you know, we always try to talk, even I think, as folks who've been watching LeBron, KD, Steph, their entire careers, we'll sit here and be like, man, damn, the league is – so it's going to be different when they leave. But I think at the end of the day, the league really is in good hands. And Denver's going to be one of those squads to carry it.
Well, it's time for NBA fans to, I don't know, try to like the sport of basketball. I know that's hard for most of y'all to actually like the sport of basketball, but this is the time to do it. I thought overall, you know, this Denver Nuggets run, it shouldn't be shocking. They have been a dominant team since really all fucking year. They didn't give a shit the last month of the season because they already had the seed locked up. But take that time out. They have been the number one seed from the fucking beginning. This is not a shocker. This is not a Cinderella story. This is who they are. This is who they have been. They have been around this for the last couple of years. And I, like I've been saying, these last couple of years, everybody had the Joker jokes. And, you know, I know NBA. One thing about NBA, too, I get the slander. I get it. Like, I'm very few can slander as well as I can. But I get it. But at the end of the day, dog, like, some of y'all actually believe the shit y'all say. Like, when I say LeBron James has 3.5 NBA championships, do I actually believe that? No, nigga. It's just some shit I had to say to piss LeBron fans off. A lot of y'all niggas actually believe that this dude was a fraud and that he was just some regular season player, completely forgetting the fact that the nigga never had his healthy complement of players in years. This is just who they are. And they went out there, they took it, they took care of business in the regular season. Playoffs came, did what they needed to do against Minnesota. Phoenix, I love the way they responded after giving up that 0-2 lead. And they just made the Lakers look like a fucking play-in team. And then came out here and took out the Miami Heat. So you got to give everything, all the credit to them, Michael Malone, the whole front office of the Denver Nuggets, man. You got to give love to the ownership, Stan Kroenke, and give some love to Calvin Booth, the general manager, man. I don't think he gets enough praise for the team that he's put together. Michael Porter Jr. had a rough series, but he stepped up big in this game. Aaron Gordon has had a really good year. Somebody who I felt should have been an all-star, was great in this NBA Finals. Jamal Murray coming back off that ACL tear. And then Jokic just being Jokic, man. So this was an overall great team championship for them. And they were just focused. They had a focus like I haven't seen from a team in a long time, man. I think they took, the presence of their coach, Michael Malone, man. And also, I'll also say about this, it also proves that you don't give up on cores right away. I know we're in a results-based business when it comes to sports, but this is a team that has been together for a couple years now. And this should be an example for the Boston Celtics to not break up the two. Keep them together. Those two, as much as jokes as we make about Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, they are 25 and 26 years old, respectfully. And they've been to multiple Eastern Conference Finals, have been to the NBA Finals, just happened to lose to a team that's dominated the last decade. You should keep this core together. That's what this shows me. So salute to the Denver Nuggets, man.
Yeah, 1,000%, bro. Like you said, we're in such a rush to get rid of people. But when you have two elite players and – you know, not just two good guys, but two elite guys together. And I think both those guys have shown you they can be elite. You don't break that up. You give them, you retool around them. That's what you do. You continue to retool until you get that right mix that can lead to a championship. And like you said, shout out to Billy Ice. He's talking about AK. I'm trying to keep the Bulls out of this.
Shout out, you know, Billy Ice. Bob, I was ignoring him last two comments. I really don't want to talk about Bulls basketball right now.
Like, I'm trying to be.
I'm be honest. I'm gonna say this. I saw a couple people. Shout out to Ramina on Twitter. She's one of the biggest Bulls fans on Twitter. I saw a lot of Bulls fans wondering when they're gonna share a championship. I'm gonna tell you this. If you are not at least 33 years old, I am sorry for you. Like, because it's probably never going to happen, at least as long as the chairman of the board and the owner has breath in his body. So I may never see an NBA championship as an adult, but I saw a couple as a kid, and that's just going to be something I'm going to have to hold on to. So for those of y'all who weren't old enough to even remember that, guys, there's a lot of people on White Sox Twitter who they always say, oh, I just need to see White Sox win a championship. It made me feel old. I'm like, damn, them niggas won on my 17th birthday. So it's like, Look, it might have been a long time, but at least I saw it. And that's just kind of where I'm at with it.
I feel
that's
like
that's kind of where I'm at with it with my team.
It's one of those things where you're not wrong, but like if I couldn't really like get drunk with my homies and enjoy the championship, I'm not saying it don't count, but I want to feel that as an adult.
I feel like, you, but it still
for
counts.
Example, as an adult, the only championship I've ever celebrated in Chicago, because I'm not a Cubs fan, was when the Blackhawks won. I was actually in Chicago.
So the White Sox don't count either because you weren't legally able to drink alcohol.
Yeah, like don't get me wrong, I celebrated. I had a good time. You know, me and the homies at school, it was cool or whatever. But it hits different as an adult.
This is why I'm gonna disagree with you because I don't feel like I'm an adult, so I'm not gonna have that same childish joy that I had.
But I don't need that. I don't need that.
Like, the only team, like, if and when the Bears win, I will cry like a bitch because that is my favorite sports team. Like, when people say I love the Bears more than my mother, they're laughing. I'm probably dead serious. That is like the pinnacle for me. So it's like that. But like, I get what you're saying. I'm not saying I disagree with you, but I would like to celebrate it. But I remember everything about those last three NBA championships. Very vivid memory. I was 10 when they won the last one. Like, yeah, I was young. I couldn't go out and party. But I remember it. I remember what happened. I remember where I was feeling it. And I remember 2005. So I feel you. I don't agree, but I feel you.
Feel you. But fun fact before we go on and get off the Bulls because they're terrible. KCP is only the 33rd player in NBA history to win multiple NBA championships.
We have to go fact check on this because I don't think he has multiple NBA championships.
Well, no, that's a personal opinion check. That's not a fact check. Yeah, he has two rings. Two-time NBA champion. This?
Show me the video footage of that parade.
Georgia Bulldog, KCP in the builder.
We need to see if anybody has footage of the 2020 Lakers and Dodgers championships.
Oh, that was so nasty. That was so nasty. LeBron was trying to skim a parade like 2 years
later. He wanted to be a Rams, Dodger, and Laker parade.
I'm like, oh my God, bro.
And the Rams was like, man, fuck off.
They were like, nah, fam, we good. We okay.
And in the almost decade long, in October, in September 30th, I will be beginning my 10th year in Los Angeles. If I was an athlete, I would be on my third max contract. In these 10 years that I've been here, I have seen one parade in this city.
Yeah.
It has been the Los Angeles Rams. But yeah, all jokes aside, yeah, he has two NBA championships. He showed that championship fortitude. And this is how you knew. He fucked his wrist up, and he was questionable to return. That nigga said, no, this is the last game of the year. I'm going to go out here, big three towards the end, big defense. And honestly, KCP has come a long way from just being a cool role playing Detroit, and then niggas forget he was actually on house arrest when he was playing for the Lakers.
Facts.
Contavious Caldwell Parole is what I used to call him. And for him to come that way and become a two-time NBA champion, you got to give love to him. That's why I said we should give love to Calvin Booth. That was a massive trade last summer that I don't think a lot of people talked about, and it paid off dividends in this postseason.
Yeah, bro, they've built a really good team. They have a lot of versatile people around their two stars. You got a young guy, Michael Porter Jr., who they took a chance on, who a lot of teams let slip, and, you know, he's paid dividends. Aaron Gordon, I know he has 2 years left, but the second year is a player option, so he may be looking for an extension next season, but he's going to make some good money based off the way he played and he performed throughout the playoffs. He's only 1-for-6 tonight. But overall, with his defense and everything he did out there, he's going to make himself some money. He only played 4 minutes tonight. He didn't play that much. Shout out to Jeff Green.
Shout out to NBA champion Jeff Green.
Shout out to Jeff Green. Jeff Green snuck up.
That sounds.
Jeff Green got one, and so did Reggie Jackson.
NBA champion Reggie Jackson. Shout out.
Love it, bro.
I'm really happy for Jeff Green because he came into the league, and he's part of that Boston trade. A lot of people forget that. He's part of the trade that sent Kevin Garnett to the Celtics. So, yeah, man, Now, let's, before we get back, before we go and do our NBA media thing and talk about are the Nuggets the next dynasty, let's talk about the Miami Heat, the losers in this situation here. They were the first number 8 seed in a full season. There's no disrespect to the 99 Knicks. I'm just stating facts. First 8 seed in a full 82-game season to make the NBA Finals. Had a hell of a run, knocking out the number 1 seeded Milwaukee Bucks, knocking out. Now, of course, the Knicks weren't some juggernaut, but a lot of people, including myself, had the Knicks beating them. Beat the New York Knicks, and then they beat the second seed in the Boston Celtics, the reigning Eastern Conference champions, and they just did not have enough. Now, they didn't have enough gas up in the tank, but also just roster-wise. Like, this is something me and you said after the Eastern Conference Finals ended. Like, they just – I forgot what meme that is. Some British radio host. I don't think you have the facilities for that, big man. That's pretty much what the Miami Heat was. How do you think this run would be looked at long term?
I think it'll be looked at as a success. I mean, I think, you know, as we both said time and time again, when you get out of the whole rings culture thing, you have teams do look at runs like this, trips to the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, sorry, trips to the NBA Championship, winning the Eastern Conference Finals, winning that title. They take it as a success. So it's definitely a success. You didn't expect to be here. But one thing, you know, I think Jeff Van Gundy said it like 30 times in the fourth quarter. He was like, they're just expecting too much from their role players.
Yeah.
You know, anytime your team gets to a situation where you're really expecting, like I said, Strauss, Vincent, Caleb, Cal to do so much. And Cal was damn sure trying. He was literally throwing his body everywhere. Some of the most annoying shit to watch, but I'm sure his teammates really appreciate that. But, you know, it's only so much coaching you can do, bro. Like you said, you have 5 players in double figures. You know,
shout out my man Tim at the Rockwell on Twitter. He said, Mickey Arison enough. The experiments has failed. At least draft some niggas who shook either commissioner's hand at the draft.
Yeah,
get you some actual players like them.
Yeah, like he got to actually hoop like real, like they just need another. They need a number. They need a, even like I don't want to. I hate saying that Jimmy isn't a number one. He's a number one who needs assistance.
I mean, he would be perfect.
He would be perfect as a number two. But like, if they just got another guy enough to get buckets,
I think Jimmy's a one. But the way his game is, he's not a scorer. You know what I'm saying? Like, so he needs, like, I'm gonna be real. This is gonna be a topic that's gonna get talked about a lot. Probably starting today's Monday. We'll probably be talking about the offseason as soon as the parade is over. So let's say Friday, we're gonna be talking about Dame Lillard. Look, I love Bam. I thought Bam had an incredible finals. He just ran up into against a nigga like Joker. If I gotta trade a Bam Adebayo to get a Dame Lillard, where the fuck do I sign up? I do that shit in a heartbeat.
Yeah. I do it in
a heartbeat.
Yeah, yeah. I don't see it. I don't see it, but I agree. You know, you got to do
it. I think it's going to take more than Bam, by the way.
No, but I'm just saying. You know, Tyler Hero, you know, hurting his wrist and not being available, even though, you know, he loves Tyler Hero. Everybody says they don't want to trade.
I don't like Tyler Hero. Maybe I just don't like white basketball players, but that could be it. I don't like
Tyler. No, Tyler's decent. Tyler's decent, but at the same time, if you can get a guy like Dame or just like you said, another dynamic player in there to pair with Jimmy. You definitely do that. You absolutely do that. I wouldn't get rid of Bam personally.
Yeah, Bam had a great. I'm saying, if I had to give up, to get a Dame, you're gonna have to give up a Bam probably. Now, unless Pat Riley has a Godfather like deal still left in him that he can get Dame without giving up Bam, then hey, amazing. But I feel like this. I think in the South Florida area, this run will be remembered for a minute. Just like in New York, the 99 Knicks are still talked about a lot. I think that's definitely going to be the case. Outside of South Florida, I don't think we're really going to give a fuck like that. They didn't win.
Yeah.
That's the cold reality of sports. At the end of the day, there's winners and there's losers. Now, people like me and you, we're diehard sports fans, so yeah, I know who lost the NBA Finals 5 years ago. I know who lost the NBA Finals 15 years ago. But the average fan 5 years from now asks you, who lost the 2023 NBA Finals? Them niggas not going to know. So I think outside of South Florida, people aren't going to give a fuck like that. But to the for other people, I think it was a great one. I think, and there's not one person, if you'd have told us when the playoffs started 2 months ago that the Nuggets, if you'd have told me two things, the Nuggets would have been hoisting up the Larry O.B., I'd be like, not surprised. You said they beat the Miami Heat, I'd be like, get the fuck out of here. So they completely surpassed everybody's expectations, but it's sports, and we only care about winners. It just is what it is. On to the next.
No, absolutely, bro. You know, it's going to be cool in a moment to talk about the what ifs and what if we did this and they did that. But like you said, at the end of the day, the Nuggets came in, took care of business in five games, and now they are, you know, officially NBA champions. Unfortunately, you know, they won't get the same press run everybody else gets, but that ring is forever. You feel me? So at the end of the day, they really came in, took care of business, and they're going to be a team to be reckoned with in the West as long as you got Joker and Murray going.
Yeah. So let's talk about the Nuggets real quick as we get to our last topic here. We know this is going to be the first thing on First Take tomorrow morning. Is this the next dynasty? Are the Denver Nuggets the next Warriors? Like, I think people forget just how hard it is to win a championship. I'm going to say this about this new era of parity, or as close as you're going to get to parity in the NBA that we're about to enter, is this. I think repeats are going to be looked at like three-peats. I'm going to be real. I don't think we've seen a three-peat ever again. I don't think it's ever going to happen. It's been already 21 years since the last three-peat. The Warriors were the only team that even got close over these last 20 years, and that Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson died, and then that was all she wrote. I think repeats are going to be looked at as in high regard as like a three-peat because how hard it's going to be. But I will say the Nuggets are set up, all health aside, if they stay healthy, because I'm looking at their upcoming free agents. Really, they've got Bruce Brown Jr. has a player option. I wouldn't be shocked if he declines that because he had a great postseason. I think he's going to give him some more money. And Jeff Green is an unrestricted free agent. Besides that, there's no – all their core players are still intact here. So they definitely have a chance as of right now, even though I think the NBA is going to be flipped on his fucking head this offseason. I think we're going to see a record number of trades. It's not a big free agent market. Especially, it's not a big free agent market when Fred VanVleet is probably the number one option on the free agent market. But I do think it's going to be a lot of trades. So as of now, yeah, they should probably be the favorites, depending on if the landscape of the West changes. But I do think the Phoenix Suns are coming because now there's not a Chris Paul might come back. There's still conversation he'll come back on a much lesser deal. But regardless, I think we all know that this is the new ownership in Kevin Durant's team now, and I think they're going to take Kevin Durant and Devin Booker and surround them with a really great core of players. They're going to trade DeAndre Ayton. That's like 100%. DeAndre Ayton hasn't lived up to expectations, but you can also say the coaching has failed them. I think you can at least get two solid players from him. I think they're going to be a threat next year if Kevin Durant can stay healthy, which is a big question in his career at this point. But the Nuggets are still definitely set up to be in the conversation next year. Now they've won it. They know how to win. That's going to be a big factor. So I think they're set up pretty well over these next couple seasons.
Yeah, absolutely, bro. And I think most importantly, when you got a superstar in Joker and a great sidekick, a willing sidekick, which, you know, these days we're so quick to see guys who, I don't want to say it like it's wrong, but, you know, you win a ring, you've been there for some years, I'm going to go get a check one way or another. But you have two players who are really locked into what you and committed to what you've built in Denver. Like, you know, the sky's really the limit for this team. And I think with AG, I would like to keep him. I think you can get him on less than a max, of course. So, but I think he's also, you know, at this point, he may be a $90-100 million guy just based off where the salary cap is going. And so, and now if you're Denver, you have to gauge how you're going to spend that money over the years, because you're always going to have to pay Joker and Murray. At this point, you know, that's the given. So if you're keeping those two together, how are you going to maneuver and keep that money, you know, spread out to where you have a competitive core that is as versatile as the one you have now that just won you a championship? But I think they're set up well for the future. Calvin Booth, the GM, they got a really good ownership group. You know, we talked about Kroenke. This is his third title winning, you know, the four major American sports in the last 2 years. So shout out to him. He's
you really know why I fuck with Stan Kroenke?
Why?
I love owners who don't give a fuck about spending money.
Yeah, but he's all, you know, he's also
in sports owners who don't give a fuck about spending money. I wish I had a sports owner like that.
Of course we do. But, you know, his money is a little different in the sense that,
for sure,
you know, not only just what he does, but, you know, his wife is one of the Walmart sisters.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They got long bread.
Yeah. So, like, prime example, like when he was planning on moving the Rams to Los Angeles, she bought the Hollywood racetrack and just held it for him.
You know what's funny? Like, none of the Chicago sports owners have crazy bread.
Yeah, they all family owned like the Lakers.
Yeah, they. And but the Lakers have crazy bread. But because Jerry, one thing that Laker Hulu documentary taught me, I did not know that Jerry Buss is the reason that we have local regional sports markets to play the individual games. I had no idea with the way he started that with the Lakers and the Clippers. So, yeah, but a lot of Chicago sports, a lot of these owners, they got long bread. Like, the McCaskies are family owned. Outside of Bears, them niggas don't got money like that. Like,
the Bears are their money, sure.
Yeah, the Bears are their money. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's exactly what that is. So, I fuck with owners who don't give a fuck about spending bread. So, shout out to them. Definitely. Shout out to Stan Kroenke. And also, they said Denver is the first city in the last decade to have all three championships. Well, last since 2015, they have all three championships. They got Stanley Cup, the Avalanche win last year. The Broncos won in 2015. Now the Nuggets won tonight, man. So shout out to the city of Denver. Not a lot of shit to do in Denver, but they're going to be smoking a lot of weed. It's going to be big gas.
Beautiful city,
Denver
though.
Tonight. Beautiful city. I only had a layover in Denver, but I really liked how it looked outside.
I went to a Rockies game, and my only negative experience in Denver was this old white man jumped up and slapped this foul ball out of my hand that Jock Peterson threw to me, and you know that was the closest I've ever been at a game to getting the ball, so I was actually upset about that.
So when other he than knocked that, out, just he was trying to get it too,
bro.
Or?
Bro, crazy story. So I'm sitting on the Dodgers side, third base, first base side, and I'm probably maybe 5-6 rows up. So you know I'm right where they come in when they coming off the field. And so I got a black Dodgers hat on, and I'm like, hey, yo, Jock. We make eye contact. Bro, do the old school point the glove at a nigga. Like, hey, this ball going to you.
Oh, so he did one of them. Oh.
Yeah, and so Jock is tossing me the ball. So I'm standing there. You know, I played baseball my whole damn life. I'm like, I'm finna catch this. This light sit back down. White man sitting directly in front of me stands up and does the clumsy slaps at the ball. Knocks that shit 6 rows over, bro. I almost punched the nigga. I was so upset.
I knocked that cane out of his head.
But other than that, Denver, like you said, beautiful city, bro. I had a great time. Very hospitable. The weed is amazing. For those who do indulge, you will have a great time.
They're going to have a good time.
It's going to be a good night
in Denver tonight. I think the parade... I like watching championship parades because I don't know when's the next time I'm going to see one as a Chicago sports fan. I will say this for everybody. And I think the closest team is the Bears, and that kind of still scares me. But let's just say the Bears do get a Super Bowl in these next 5 years, which honestly, I'm willing to bet some money on. And I know that's dangerous, but I'm willing to bet some money. I feel that good about Justin.
I dip on your chip, brother. But
I probably do, but I don't give
a shit. I love it.
You gotta believe. You gotta believe at this point. I've been watching a lot of Ted Lasso lately. Believe.
I said you don't, but I mean, I feel you.
You gotta believe something, bro. You gotta have something to believe. I will say this. If and when that happens, I am going to jail for public intoxication. I will have pneumonia because that fucking parade will be in the middle of fucking January, in the middle of fucking February. I'm going to get the drunkest ever been in my life. It's going to be incredible if that happens. But shout out to all the Nuggets fans, man. One last thing. Do you have a bold prediction for this offseason since it'll be the last time we'll be on here talking hoops?
Bold prediction for the offseason?
Yes. Damn. I'm not really bold, but something that you think will happen this offseason.
We already know this, but the Blazers are absolutely trading that number 3 pick. Where it goes, that's going to be very interesting. Like, everybody keeps saying the Bulls, but like, it's like you trade Zach LaVine for Scoop. Like, why? Like, you know, what are you doing besides resetting the whole, you know, contract clock? But I do think that
I wouldn't be mad at it.
Of course, because I mean, at this point, the Bulls are just throwing shit at the wall and hoping it sticks. Yeah. So we'll be mad. We'll be okay with anything. I agree with the major movement. I'm trying to think of something that's going to be big, though.
I got two. One, I think Damian Lillard. Well, this is not a hot take. Damian Lillard will be traded. Not only will he be traded, he'll be traded to a contender. Here's my bold hot take.
Okay.
Jordan Poole is going to get traded this summer, and I believe that Draymond Green will get his contract by the Golden State Warriors. I think that's going to happen. I think Jordan Poole gets traded. Because I think it's going to come down to them having to decide between Draymond and Poole, and Draymond is a lifer, Steve Kerr said it in the season in the press conference. We are not a championship team without Draymond Green. And they have to break those two up because obviously something wasn't right after he got fucking punched. And I'm not blaming that 100% on this season, but I think that that nigga's getting traded. I wouldn't shock me if Clay got traded either, but I think it's going to be Jordan. I think they're going to pick family over this new nigga.
Yeah, you really been in your Dom Toretto shit with this family talk, but you're absolutely right. I think, you know, when it comes down to it, when you look at the Warriors, they are a much better team with a healthy, engaged Draymond Green than Jordan Poole. Like you can't knock what he did when they won the championship, but that, you know, no, you got to break them up.
Yeah, man. That is all that we have, y'all. We appreciate everybody who has watched 186 186 episodes of this podcast, man. We hope that y'all will give Justin Mariano the same love, even more love. Give them more love. Watch their podcast. Listen to the podcast. The Shot Clock Show is coming in 2 weeks. They're going to pick up the baton right from it. They're going to be talking about the NBA draft, talking about free agency. They're going to be rocking with y'all all off season, all the way through the NBA season, man. So get ready for that. Mariano, Just Smith, man, get in tune with them. Me and Dante, man, we'll be next time you'll hear us on a podcast together will be in August, as we will be doing Winning Time Season 2 for Cinema with the Guys. You'll hear me next week. Me and my brother will be doing Cinema with the Guys for Secret Invasion. Now, I don't know if we're going to do weekly or we're going to break it up since it's only 6 episodes, 3 and 3. Really depends on my brother, because, you know, that nigga doesn't like to record. So we'll figure out the schedule for that. We will be doing that. The I'm Not Gonna Hold You Season 3 finale will be this Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific time. I'll be breaking down everything from the NBA Finals, things like that. I appreciate everybody who's watched the first, you know, really all. Now, I've done like 90 episodes of this show. It's been 2 years. I've done 90 episodes of I'm Not Gonna Hold You. It's getting bigger and bigger. I appreciate everybody. And Season 4 is gonna be crazy. Just wait till you hear what I got lined up for Season 4, man. So we appreciate each and every last one of y'all, man. You can follow me and Dante on Twitter and Instagram at Barbershare Scott, at October's on Tay, man. You can follow the Barber's Chair Network at Barber's Chair Net right now on Twitter and Instagram. And also, of course, you can subscribe to the Patreon, patreon.com/Barber's Chair Network for summer sessions. Summer sessions will still be weekly throughout the summer. And Cinema with the Guys whenever there is a show that we like to talk about, man. So we gonna holler at y'all niggas. We out. Shot Clock Show in 2 weeks.
Oh, man. Get it and flip it. We did it off the nine. Stay in the kitchen. I'm never off of mine. And now I'm Kemp and it's blind.